Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 37. Tonight, clear skies. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 65. Partly cloudy Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 66. 76 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Judy Scott and Amy Pilger, sisters in their 80s, are exhibiting together for the first time at Liberal's Baker Arts Center this month. J.P. Bizet explains.
While Pilger embraced art from a young age inspired by their creative mother, Scott found her passion later in life through teaching. Pilger, now living in Arizona, has dabbled in various mediums, while Scott, a Kansas resident, focuses on acrylics. Their exhibit features abstract pieces with contrasting warm and cool tones, showcasing their different approaches. Despite their different roads, both sisters share a deep love for creativity and artistic expression.
Thanks, JP. All other Kansas trial courts moved to a new system between 2019 and 2023 following a statewide rollout plan, and now Johnson County District Court will be the latest to join the Kansas eCourt case management system. They'll do that November 5th. The system consolidates case data on a single web-based platform where users can search case information and court documents statewide for free. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas State University and the Kansas Health Foundation, or KHF, are joining forces in a new partnership and funding opportunity aimed at ending hunger at the community level across Kansas. This collaboration, unveiled on Wednesday during K-State's inaugural Extension and Engagement Week, will leverage the Extension resources and staff of K-State Research and Extension, which operates in all 105 Kansas counties. The partnership's focus on combating hunger dovetails with the Kansas Health Foundation's Hunger Free Kansas initiative, which launched earlier this year in response to alarming statistics from Feeding America that indicate 1 in 10 Kansans and 1 in 5 Kansas children face food insecurity. A key element of the partnership will involve collaborative efforts to ignite innovative and experimental projects at the local level, guided by K-State Research and Extension agents. And to support these initiatives, the Kansas Health Foundation is providing $300,000 in funding, primarily directed to local Extension offices through mini-grants. And local Extension agents will be invited to apply for the mini-grants through a streamlined process managed by K-State Research and Extension with the aim of distributing funds in early 2025. Unemployment rates for most of the region remain below 4%, with the exception of Decatur County, which is at 4.2%, and many of the region's counties have very low jobless rates at less than 3%, including Norton at 2.2%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate for the state of 3.3% in September, and this is unchanged from 3.3% in August and an increase from 2.6% in September 2023. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 2,700 from August, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers, with private sector jobs increasing by 800 over the month and government increasing by 1,900. Since September 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 19,200, and this change is due to an increase of 16,500 private sector jobs and an increase of 2,700 government jobs. Local counties' unemployment rates include Decatur at 4.2%, Phillips at 2.6%, Graham at 3.3%, Sheridan at 2.3%, and Norton County at 2.2%. October is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, so the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is partnering with Count the Kicks to accelerate progress on stillbirth prevention in Kansas. Congress recently passed the Maternal and Child Health Stillbirth Prevention Act of 2024, marking the first time in history that Congress has taken action to specifically address the stillbirth crisis in the United States. The Stillbirth Prevention Act, which was signed by the President in July, amends Title V to include stillbirth and stillbirth prevention. In the United States, stillbirth is defined as losing a baby at 20 weeks or greater during pregnancy, and it's a public health crisis that impacts over 21,000 families in the United States every year. The Stillbirth Prevention Act provides both clarity and a vital call to action to state health departments across the nation that they can and should use a portion of the existing $2.6 billion of Title V block grant funding to prevent stillbirth. Kansas is one of only 30 states currently investing in stillbirth prevention programming. For Kansas families, one in every 182 pregnancies ends in stillbirth, and during Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is working to raise awareness about the free Count the Kicks app and the importance of getting to know your baby's normal movement patterns in the third trimester of pregnancy. In Iowa, where Count the Kicks began, the state's stillbirth rate dropped by nearly 32% in the first 10 years of the campaign, from 2008 to 2018. So this October, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment invites Kansans to speed up progress on stillbirth prevention in our state by sharing the free Count the Kicks app with every expectant parent that you know. In Nebraska news, a Guatemalan man caught with a dead bald eagle in northeast Nebraska could be deported. 22-year-old Romero Hernandez Zyquin was sentenced to time served on Wednesday for violating the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, though, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, he will be subject to removal proceedings with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The case, which received national attention, began on February 28, 2023. Stanton County deputies were investigating a report of a suspicious vehicle at the Wood Duck Wildlife Management Area when they found Hernandez Zequin and Dominico Zitino Hernandez in the vehicle, and in the trunk they discovered a dead bald eagle. Authorities said Zitino Hernandez admitted to shooting the eagle, saying the two men planned to cook and eat it. Zitino Hernandez was sentenced last year to time served and then deported. The sheriff's office said Hernandez Zequin went into hiding using a fake name to evade authorities, and he was taken into custody June 6th. A 22-year-old Lincoln man, Gabe Avion Creighton, will stand trial in a fatal shooting in a grocery store parking lot, as on Tuesday, Judge Timothy Phillips found probable cause to try the man on a charge of first-degree murder and sent his case to district court. The shooting happened late the night of July 5th outside of Russ's Market at South Coddington Avenue and West A Street. According to the court documents, Creighton and 20-year-old Caleb Gonzalez were meeting with 25-year-old Francisco Alves to buy marijuana. However, police said the deal went south and Creighton and Gonzalez shot Alves, who later died at the hospital. Gonzalez was also charged with first-degree murder in the case, and he's due back in court October 31st. Creighton is scheduled to be arraigned in Lancaster County District Court on November 20th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay cross country coach George Rossi to update on the team and their meet on Saturday here in Norton.
I'm here with head cross country coach George Rossi. Coach, last week you went to one of your favorite meets of the Lakeside at Downs, Kansas. A pretty good finish for both squads. The girls second, boys were second. Let's talk about how individually how the girls did.
Yeah, I thought I was real happy with the way the day went. I thought all of our kids ran extremely well and went out and competed well against very good schools. On the girls' side individually, Emma Collins was a strong second place, ran a great race. You know, she kind of by herself, and sometimes it's hard to really push, but Emma's a very good competitor, and she works hard all the time. Kaysen Miller finished 11th. Cassidy McLean was 22nd. Right behind her was Savannah Rumback at 23rd. Lorelei Granberry was 38th, Danica Frick was 47th, and Natalie Simmons was 76th. So our girls ran tough, good solid race. It was a super windy day, but for the good part of the race, we had kind of a tailwind, so that it wasn't as bad as it may have sounded. It was a dirty day, but I think the kids did a fantastic job. And you know, finishing, we were a ways behind Southeast Saline, but you know, they've been the number one team in 3A for so many years, and those kids run in a tight pack, and I thought we did a good job against some of their girls and gave up a few spots with some of them later in the race. But, you know, that's how good teams run, and I hopefully learned some lessons from that.
In the boys' division, of course, Southeast Saline also a favorite in there. Were you kind of surprised how the Norton boys stayed up with Southeast of Saline?
Well, I thought our kids did a good job, especially for the first mile and a half. Our boys were very, very tight in a very tight group, and you know, that's Southeast's calling card too. Those kids run in a very tight group, and you know, they unfortunately our kids kind of fall off the pace a little bit. But I think it gave us some good ideas for this upcoming week, and hopefully we can stay strong as that group together. When you come through as a pack, those points come fast, and they're not spread out, so hopefully Saturday we'll be able to kind of stay grouped up a little bit better with our middle group of guys. And I think if we do that, you know, we got a shot. If we're going to have to run a great race, but that's the nature of the beast at regionals. Everybody has to run their best, and the other teams are going to have to run their best too, because you know we're flying a little bit under the radar right now, which is okay. And I hope all of our kids are ready, both boys and girls.
Individually on the boys squad, how did they finish?
Yeah, Ace and Katz ran a really good race. You know, we've talked about Ace and the last couple of races struggled. And again, this Lakeside was a pretty warm day, and Ace ran a fantastic race. He ended up in the sixth place, and Tyler was close to him, finished in ninth. And then Max and Jace were kind of battling back and forth the whole race, and Max finished in 25th, and Jace finished in 27th. Elvis Green was 42nd. Michael Urban had a great race, one of his best races he had. He actually PR'd, finished in 48th. Brexton Eisenhagen was 53rd. And then on the JV side, Noah Lanier ran a good race and finished in 15th.
Now, as you mentioned, regionals for this upcoming weekend, they will be hosted by Norton Community High School at the PDGC, Prairie Dog Golf Course. Let's talk a little bit about the girls' team there, 10 teams for the 3A. You also will be hosting 2A.
Yeah, it's going to be a big race with four different races going on during the day. The 2A girls were started off at 10 o'clock, and then our girls will run after that probably about 10:30. And then the 2A boys at 11, and the estimated time for our 3A boys would be 11:45. It may be a little bit earlier. Some of the top teams in the state on the 3A side, both boys and girls. On the girls' side, I think you can throw a blanket over probably about five teams, with Scott City and Holcomb and us and Southwestern Heights and Minneapolis. All five of those teams are, you know, if you look at them, look at their rankings on mile split, and their times are very, very close. Same thing with the guys. I think after Holcomb, you know, Holcomb's a prohibitive favorite in my mind, but you know, they're still going to have to go out and run the race and earn the win. I think for everything else, you know, if you have a good day and you maybe get a little help, you never know what can happen. It happened to us, you know, a couple of years ago. Our boys were not favored or not even looked to win or place, and we ended up getting third. And I told the kids Several years ago, we went to regional down in Cimarron, and the Sterling Black Bears, nobody even knew who they were, and they held all seven guys PR by an average of 2 minutes and went to state. So, you know, a lot of weird things can happen at regionals. You got to be ready to go, and everything, nothing else matters. If you have a tough day, you're done, and we got to be ready to go, and I think our kids are ready. They're relaxed. We're just trying to keep it nice and easy this week and keep their minds occupied by other things other than getting nervous about running a race, and hopefully we can come out and perform.
And like you mentioned earlier off air, is that three teams will qualify and the top 15 runners will also qualify. Some other special instructions for this weekend if you make your way out to the golf course, suggesting by you, is carpooling.
Yeah, you know, we're hoping for a big crowd, and don't let the fact that there might be a lot of people out there dissuade you from coming out. I think we have plenty of parking spots. We had a lot of the local people that live near the golf course open up their fields, and I think we have a lot of parking that will be very close, so it should be easy to get to the course. We just ask, you know, if you can carpool up with some of your buddies, come on out that way. It'll be a little bit easier, but, you know, I think it's a huge advantage to us to have a regional at our home course. You know, many times we travel hours and hours for a cross-country regional, and to have it here in Norton is a huge advantage to us. We have a great cross-country course. The PDRA lets us pretty much have our way with the golf course. We do what we want, and we appreciate that so much. We run on the nice grass, and you know, it's just a beautiful, it's nice out there. The fall trees are real pretty, and we hope to have just a gigantic crowd out there, because I think our kids respond very well to our home crowd. We always do at our meet. We run very well, and we hope we have a big crowd out there on Saturday.
Also, one thing to add to that, the awards will be at the clubhouse. After that, reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Rossi, and good luck to the Blue Jay cross-country team on Saturday here in Norton. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be taco burger or chef salad, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be nachos with ground beef, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 78 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, which should become northwest in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 37 and breezy with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, decreasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour tonight. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 65 and a north wind around 5 miles per hour. And on Friday night, there'll be some patchy frost after 2 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 33. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, there'll be areas of frost before 9 a.m., otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 66. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 77. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 78. And on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 60. Currently, with fair skies, it is 43 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is southeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94. The dew point is 36 degrees, and the current wind chill is 40 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23. It's time for your Kansas sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Tuesday was Big 12 Women's Basketball Media Day in Kansas City, and Kansas State head coach Jeff Mitty says he's so grateful for the team retention they have because he knows the era is over with NIL.
This is such a special group of people that I'm coaching, and while we're flawed in areas, we got to get better in areas. To have the amount of players that commit themselves to our program, commit themselves to Kansas State, want to fight through things that aren't always perfect, want to fight through things of maybe they're not getting as much playing time shows how lucky I am as a coach to have such an unselfish group. So it's made practices good from the retention standpoint. We've been able to try some different things, which has been kind of fun as a coach. I was excited to get that many back because it's just not going to happen very often.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, then Asgrow brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential on every acre you've got. If you're serious about soybeans, we're serious about your success. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.